Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits, Hall & Oates, at a touch on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Marissa Lennox, in for Sam.
It would seem Ontario voters have not changed their minds much since the beginning of the provincial election campaign. Doug Ford and the PCs are still poised to win re-election and likely with a majority, while Stephen Del Duca and the Liberals appear headed for the opposition benches. Joining us to talk about how voters are feeling at this point in the campaign, pollster and friend Nick Nanos. Nick, thanks for waking up with the morning Zoom.
Great to join you and all your listeners.
What is surprising you with just a week or so to go in the campaign?
Well, you know, what's surprising is that, you know, the conservatives, the progressive conservatives still lead. They're leading by about 9 percentage points, which means they could form or are likely to form a majority government. The one thing that surprised me, there's a new question that we asked this week, and we asked Ontarians how optimistic or pessimistic they were about the future. And Ontarians are more likely to be pessimistic than optimistic, but what's the kicker is there is a major, major generational divide. If you are over 55 years of age, you know, you're about 48% of Ontarians over 55 years of age say that they're optimistic or somewhat optimistic, while only 34 say that they're pessimistic to one extent or another. So they're net positive. However, when you flip down into the youngest age cohort, those people that are under 35 years of age, they are much more likely to be pessimistic than optimistic. So, you know, the thing is that there's a lot of pessimism out there. It doesn't seem to be sticking to the Ford campaign at this particular point in time. And it's young people who are exceptionally worried right now about the future.
That's interesting. I do want to drill down on that pessimism because despite it, it looks like Ontario voters are opting for the same, not for change. So do you think it's because Doug Ford's policies are resonating more than other leaders, or is it because voters are sick of change?
I think, you know, they're kind of like throwing hands, right? Because, you know, when we ask what people are worried about, it's like healthcare, the cost of living, now the rising price of gas, right? And the shock that people are feeling when they go to fill up their car. And this is exceptionally hitting young people. But I think there's a growing percentage of citizens that think, you know what, I'm not sure what our politicians can do about the rising cost of gas or the rising cost of living, because a lot of these things are influenced by things that are completely outside of the control of politicians, regardless of what they say. So it's kind of like resignation that it doesn't matter what promise is made, you know, there's people are going to have to deal with that. But, you know, the other thing that I'd like to put on the table is that, you know, for the Ford campaign, they haven't made any mistakes. And, you know, for Ford, the good news for him is that he's not being compared against perfection and what's happened in the last few years. He's being compared to the other two parties. And for a significant proportion of voters, they think in terms of risk or lack of risk. And right now, it doesn't seem that Ford, based on how he's governed himself over the last number of years and also the campaign, that he presents any kind of major risks. So it's almost like his to lose.
You know about the CARP 5 issues, Nick, which include expanding home care, transforming long-term care, and reducing wait times. Very important issues for older voters, and older voters do go to the polls in much larger numbers, right, than younger demographics. How much are these issues resonating with the leaders, do you think?
Well, these are really important. You know, healthcare still tops the unprompted issue that Ontarian voters are worried about the most at around 25. The interesting twist on this is that Andrea Horvath consistently polls the highest in terms of credibility and trust on healthcare issues, while, you know, Ford scores highest on things like jobs and the economy and managing government spending. So healthcare should be an opportunity for the NDP and Andrea Horvath, but it just doesn't seem that they've been able to generate, so far at least, the same amount of excitement that they generated in the blockbuster 2018 election, where they made the breakthrough and were able to form the official opposition.
Nick, we appreciate your insight and look forward to speaking with you for sure one more time before the election and hopefully right after. We're crossing our fingers.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Pollster Nick Nanos on the morning Zoom.